Thank you so much for joining us as we're looking at the names of God. By the way, if you want to share these with anyone, just be sure to do that. Let them know where they can sign up for these devos, or you could just share the ones you're getting today with a friend or family member. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 15, 45, and verse 47. Thus it is written, the first Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The first man was from the earth, the man of dust. The second man is from heaven. In this passage, Jesus is called the last Adam. Let's think about that. So, on the sixth day, the crowning day of creation, God created man. He formed man from the dust of the ground. And then the Creator stooped down and breathed into man the breath of life, and the first man, Adam, became a living being. Adam was made in the image of God with the ability to learn and to love and choose and create. But you know the story. With his wife Eve, Adam decided against God. In the midst of paradise, in the garden, Adam and Eve disobeyed the one command that God had given. The living being ushered death into the world. In Adam, all die. But Jesus came, the man from heaven, the last Adam. He was sent by the Father to remedy Adam's failure. Jesus, the last Adam, became a life-giving spirit. In Adam, we all die. In Jesus, we are all made alive. Jesus paid sin's penalty in full and offers a free pardon. He breathes life into our spiritually dead souls and makes us fit for heaven. Aren't you glad that in Christ you have been made alive? Father, thank you for transforming my dead soul and bringing it to life. Thank you for making me a sinner fit for eternity. Thank you for Jesus, the life-giving spirit. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.